Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Peter and Maya with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, health experts recommend new incentives for regional healthcare. The Australian Medical Association Queensland supports the new measures to increase the number of regional GPs and healthcare workers as introduced by Health Minister Shannon Fentiman yesterday. The Queensland Government's new Workforce Attraction Incentive Transfer Scheme offers healthcare workers interstate and international up to $70,000 to live and work in regional Queensland communities. The initiative also includes funding for youth recruitment and further education to offer Queenslanders access to world-class healthcare outside major cities.
Queenslanders no longer have to worry about leaving their IDs at home, with digital licenses made available in the state. The Queensland Government app allows Queenslanders to access a digital copy of their driver's license or proof of age cards on their phones. Other government-issued licenses and marine licenses can also be stored on the app. Users will be required to create a digital identity and provide documentation such as physical license or passport to verify their ID. Transport Minister Mark Bailey said that the Queensland Government worked with counterparts from other states who have rolled out the digital licenses to ensure the success of the program in Queensland.
In national news, new data shows a further increase of Australian home prices. The newest home price index report by PropTrack suggests the home price rise stems from tight rental markets, limited housing stock, and a rebound in net overseas migration. Brisbane and Perth had the highest increase at 0.52% monthly growth in October. The regional areas in both states also showed growth and is defined by the report to be at peak growth. Report author and economist Eleanor Cray says interest rates are likely close to their peak, if not already, though expects home prices to continue rising due to local market conditions.
Victoria's government scrambles to implement law reform decriminalising public intoxication on Melbourne Cup Day in a move that's being called reckless by the Victorian Police Association. The law would place outreach teams made up of nurses and alcohol and drug workers in popular areas to transport intoxicated individuals to sobering up facilities. Set to be in effect in 1 week, the Collingwood sobering facility is yet to be completed and the emergency service workers remain unsure of their role, causing authorities to doubt the preparedness of the government. The change follows the death of multiple people in police custody over intoxication.
In international news, Saudi Arabia submits the only declaration of interest in hosting the 2034 FIFA Men's World Cup. FIFA won't officially appoint the host until next year, but with the deadline for bids closed this morning, Saudi Arabia is uncontested. Human rights groups are warning that FIFA needs commitments to improve human rights from countries hosting the World Cup. Amnesty International's head of economic and social justice, Steve Cockburn, says FIFA must now make clear how it expects hosts to comply with its human rights policies, and it must be prepared to halt the bidding process if serious human rights risks are not credibly addressed.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.